continue with the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rahman. Surah Ar-Rahman is the beautiful Surah of the Noble Quran, which reminds us to reflect on the bounties that Allah has conferred upon us and the bounties that Allah will grant to the believers in Jannah. And for the believers who have diligently applied themselves in this world, they have been promised two gardens from the gardens of paradise. And Allah then mentions the description with regards to the gardens, ذَوَاتَ أَفْنَانَ, that these are gardens in which there are many branches. There will be various types of fruit, and the branches of the trees will be fruit-laden and shady. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ, which of the bounties of your Lord can you deny? That there shall be abundance of green and lush branches in these gardens. In both gardens there shall be two gushing springs. Allah mentions that in the coming verses, ذَوَاتَ أَفْنَانَ فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانَ, in both there are two springs. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانَ, now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانَ, in both there shall be every kind of fruit in pairs. All kinds of fruit that Allah will grant the dwellers of Jannah, that they will be granted in pairs. Subhanallah. That everything will be made available. That in both these two kinds of fruit, that of every kind. And this denotes that the first two gardens will comprehend all types of fruit. And then Allah mentions further that Fakia, which means fruit, Zawjan means two kinds, meaning every fruit will be of two types. This may be referring to one kind of a dried fruit, the other one a fresh one. So the same fruit, you may want it in a ripe way or in a slightly less ripe way or dry way. Everything will be presented to you in pairs. It could also mean that one would be a normal taste and one would have an extraordinary taste. That is part of the various ways in which Allah will honor the people of Jannah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانَ, which of the bounties of a sustainer can you deny? مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَىٰ فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقٍ وَجَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانَ, reclining on couches whose lining will be silk and the fruit of both gardens will hang within reach. So this is with regards to the bedding of the righteous in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the bedding that the people of Jannah will be reclining on. There will be thick silk. This verse tells us that the inner lining of this bedding will be thick silk. In this world, the outer lining of bedding is usually decorated and made from material that is far more expensive than the material used for the inner lining. That is why Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that you've been told that the inner lining of the bedding of Jannah are made of thick silk. You can then well imagine how beautiful and comfortable the outer lining of this will actually be. Hazrat Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu said, the inner lining is thick silk. If you want to know what the outer lining shall be made of, then recite the verse of Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, where Allah says, no soul shall know what pleasures are hidden for him as a reward for the deeds he carries. This means that nothing can be said about the beauty of the outer lining. One will know the reality only when entering into Jannah. Allah continues by speaking about the fruit of both gardens shall be extremely close. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that if Allah's friends in Jannah wish to pluck fruit while standing, they may do so. They may also pluck fruit while sitting or even lying down. In every condition, instead of having to go close to the fruit will be brought close to them. And then, after mentioning that, Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ, which of the favors of your sustainer can you deny? فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ, that therein are women of modest gaze whom neither men nor jinn would have touched. And this is insight with regards to the women of Jannah. The men of Jannah shall have their worldly wives in Jannah, as well as the wives from the damsels of Jannah. And the women of Jannah will be extremely beautiful and will have eyes for none other than their husband. Allah mentions this in detail in Surah Rahman, outlining their qualities. كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ It is as though they are rubies and corals. The women of Jannah will have a lovely complexion and will have striking beauty. Amongst the qualities that have been mentioned with regard to them, لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ That neither a man will have touched them before nor a jinn. The word tamast has different meanings, meaning that it also has the meaning of a menstrual discharge, and it has the meaning of that no one would these women would not experience any menstrual discharge. They would not have had relations with anyone. They would be women that have been exclusively kept for the men of Jannah. So this is part of the bounties of Jannah. After mentioning all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ That the reward for goodness is nothing but goodness. What can be compensation for good, for the obedience that was displayed in this world? It is the great reward that Allah has kept for the dwellers of Jannah. The dwellers of paradise had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had appreciated this. They worshipped Allah as though they were looking at Allah. Allah therefore bestowed upon them the greatest of reward, and that which Allah says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَيِّ أَنفُسُكُمْ That all that they desired will be kept for them in Jannah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانِ Which of the bounties of your sustainer can you deny? There, we end off this particular verse by saying that there are none of the bounties of our sustainer that we deny or that we reject. We acknowledge them, all the bounties of Allah, and we are deeply indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.